City of Santa Paula Planning Commission on July 25, 2017 is now called to order. Would you, Margot, how about leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Appreciate it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Do a roll call, Tom.
Commissioner Banks?
Here.
Commissioner McPhail?
Here.
Commissioner Summer?
Present.
Chairman Eichert?
Here.
And Vice Chairman Robinson is absent.
Okay. Is, James, is this going to be the final agenda for us tonight?
Yes.
All right, good. So that leads us into some public comment. At this point, if you have devices like this that you use, please turn them off, put them on stun, vibrate, or whatever, so we don't get disrupted. This is the time when people have the opportunity to comment on an item that is not appearing on our agenda, but the item must be of the subject matter that's under the jurisdiction of the Planning Commission. And so a public comment form is to be submitted to the secretary before the beginning, and then the individual may speak at this at that time, and action may or may not be taken. So I'm assuming this is, Cheryl's got a public comment, but it doesn't have what the topic is, so.
Well, I have good news. I am so pleased to report something you approved a while ago. The Santa Paula Collision Center on Mill Street, right next to the Glen Tavern Inn. One of the conditions of approval that you all specified was that they landscape their parking lot. Well, they have done a bang-up job. They went, they gutted the whole parking lot, added some borders and handicap parking, and repaved it and landscaped it with plants. And it's just very civilized now. They've really, you know, integrated themselves into that block with the Glen Tavern Inn. So, and I mean, I realize that you may not get feedback from people who are supposed to be monitoring all of the items that you put on as conditions, but I just thought you'd like to know because they really did a good job.
Thank you for that report, Cheryl. Appreciate it. I see Peggy's in the house. Okay, next on the agenda is the consent calendar. Have you had an opportunity to read the item that's on the consent calendar, commissioners?
Yes.
Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I abstain. I wasn't here. Okay. And that leads us into the public hearing. Was the item properly noticed for the public hearing?
Yes, it was.
Are there any declaration of conflicts regarding the item that's on the public hearing?
Yes, here. I own a business that's just around the corner from the proposed art studio and body art studio. So I will excuse myself.
You get to go to the timeout box.
Okay.
And so we're done. Then we'll call you back.
Okay.
All right. Any declaration of ex parte contacts? Commissioners? None? None. All right. I'll open a public hearing. James, are you presenting the topic?
I am. Yes, thank you. I tried this from the DS last time. That didn't work very well. So. I still have a sore neck. So. So this evening,
staff is presenting a project that's on 110, proposed for 110 North 10th Street. It's a body art studio and gallery. The applicant, Stephanie Robinson, is here. One thing I wanted to say before I make the presentation, we get a lot of applications for a lot of different things, and it's what we do as far as process. And we have a lot of applicants that are professionals, whether engineers, planners, architects. And I have to say, in many years of taking in applications, this is one of the most complete ones I've ever seen. Someone who kind of followed the rules, understood what the questions were, and did a great job. So I just wanted to preclude by saying that. But in any event, tonight we're talking about a resolution to approve a conditional use permit. Now, the conditional use permit is for body art and a tattoo. Art gallery is by right allowed within Central Business District. But this, what you'll see as we go through this, and if you saw within the package, that about two-thirds of the space is actually going to be art gallery space for local artists. So, for the location, basically on the north side of the Main Street and 10th Street, you've got Retail Plaza in there. This facility is flanked on one side by a beauty salon and by the other Santa Paula Trading Company, which is a resale shop. This gives the layout of that actual building, looking at Main Street on the right and headed back down 10th Street, which you see on the top. You've got a Western Supply Store, Santa Paula Trading Company, as I mentioned, and then this proposed business, Roses and Rivets, which occupies 1,205 square feet of a 6,500 square foot facility. This is a conceptual 3D rendering done by the applicant to kind of portray what the space will look like as far as use. So as you can see, gallery space for jewelry, ceramics, and paint and print art. Also, if you can see where that lamp is and drape, that kind of corner of that space is where body art, permanent makeup, tattoo will be done behind that curtain. So just that corner in there. Again, to kind of give you an overview of that corner and adjacent businesses properties, by both the general plan and zoning, the project site right now is vacant, has been vacant for a while. The last tenant in there, I believe, was a bakery. And then directly to the north, Betty's Fine Cuts, a beauty salon. Directly to the south, Santa Paula Trading Company. Across the street is the Santa Paula Oil Museum. And then just around the corner to the west is a health food juice bar. So that kind of gives you the lay of the land surrounding that specific use. So looking at the project, I kind of want to give you a little bit of an overview. As I mentioned, it's a combination gallery. I'll be doing body art and tattoo. And when I say body art, it also means permanent makeup. And another thing that kind of differentiates it from a typical tattoo parlor, I guess the applicant can speak in more detail, but I think probably the focus seems to be more towards a female audience, although they have flexibility to do other things. Only done by appointment. The hours are 11 to 7. So it's a little bit more of a business operation than what we're more familiar with in the tattoo industry. Talk about really its compliance and conformance with the general plan, development code, zoning ordinance, and CEQA guidelines. As far as the general plan goes, the land use designation for this property is commercial office, and this is consistent with the proposed use for this. The development code and zoning ordinance proposed businesses in harmony with this. As I mentioned, the retail uses that are around there, you've got kind of a row of fashion, resale fashion, and a beauty salon. So you have uses that kind of complement each other along that side from the standpoint of retail and personal services. From CEQA standpoint, it is exempt. As I mentioned, the space is 1,205 square feet, and that's defined as a small structure. They don't plan on doing any renovations to the space. Basically, the tenant improvements will be movable objects put into the space. So, but as a condition of their conditions of approval, any type of building or any changes to that structure obviously will need to come through building and safety and have to be reviewed prior to that happening. And as we move forward, staff recommends that the Planning Commission select alternative one and approve the conditional use permit number 2017-CUP-01, subject to the conditions of approval listed in the resolution. I can provide more detail, answer any questions, and as I mentioned, the applicant, Stephanie Robinson, is here and can address anything.
Commissioners, you have questions of James?
Not I. I'll have a question for the applicant.
Okay. Let's hear from the applicant.
Hi. I typed a little thing up here. My name is Stephanie Robinson. I also go by the name of Stephanie Sparrow in the tattoo business. That's kind of relates to one of my forebears in the business. I've been tattooing now for approximately 10 years. And just so you guys know, I just want to fill you in on my background. This is a second career for me. I formerly was a college professor, actually, and chaired the music department at San Diego City College for years and years. And I actually had a huge passion for tattooing. Art was definitely the gateway for me. So at City College, I not only taught classes on music, but I also taught classes on art history and humanities. So that was definitely the gateway for me. It was something that I found incredibly fascinating. And I eventually decided to jump headfirst into the wonderful world of tattooing. It was actually somewhat more lucrative and steady than academics and trying to live on a musician's schedule and budget. So anyhow, I want to reiterate that this particular tattoo parlor isn't really a tattoo parlor. This is completely non-traditional. And the business has changed a great deal over the past 20 years. So while I learned in the very, very old school tradition from people that apprenticed under Phil Sparrow, who is my, you know, chosen tattoo namesake, I am not necessarily an old school tattooist by any stretch of the imagination. So I look at tattooing as one of the last great folk art forms here in the United States. It's a means of self-expression. Roughly half of people under the age of 40 have a tattoo today. And most of the time, it's not people that you would think would have a tattoo. I've tattooed everyone from attorneys to surgeons. And the vast majority of my clients over the past 10 years have actually been women. Part of the great motivation for me to be in this industry and to stay in this industry is to connect with people through the arts. That was originally why I set out to become a musician, but it became so much more immediate and gratifying in the world of tattooing, because the vast majority of people that come in to get a tattoo, they don't necessarily end up looking like me per se, but they end up getting one particular small piece that's very, very special to them, that's celebrating some sort of like momentous occasion in their life. So I've celebrated marriages and births and deaths and all that sort of thing with many women. I find that I'm popular with female clients simply because I provide a safe space for them. Your traditional tattoo shop, and this sounds terrible, but it's unfortunately it's true, and I've seen a lot of it having been in the business now for 10 years. You walk in, everyone ignores you, there's a lot of bravado, there's a lot of posturing, and that's not at all what you would get at a shop like mine. So customer service is of absolute foremost, you know, it's the absolute foremost goal for me, on top of providing a very, very clean and safe environment, especially for women to come in, where they can come in and express themselves. So looking forward to any questions you all have. And just to let you know, in addition, I did bring one of my fellow business owner neighbors with me, Sierra Hall from Santa Paula Trading Company, is behind me as well. So
thank you.
Sure.
Go ahead, Commissioner McPhail.
The two letters for support, one is Robinson and one is Sparrow. I think you answered
yes.
My question, but as an owner, are you going to go by Robinson or Sparrow? Because all the applications in Robinson.
Yeah, my legal name is Robinson. So for legal purposes, I always go by Robinson, but as a tattooist, my last name is Sparrow. So it's a pseudonym alias
so
that
it's
I
unofficial.
Use. It's an unofficial last name, yes.
Thank you.
No problem.
Commissioner Sellers?
Just covered it.
Okay. My question is more along the lines of, it looks like this fits fine.
Sure.
I mean, it does. I just am concerned about businesses come and businesses go. And I know that tattooists typically have a following, and they build them, and the really successful ones have a substantial following.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope that that's what you have already, so that, you know, you're not just setting up shop in here with hopes and dreams, and the people don't come. I think it's a good. I think it's actually good for the town. It's people spend a lot of money on tattoos.
Yes.
And I don't mean that negatively. They spend a lot of money on the art that they want to have on their body. And I know many personally. I personally don't have any, and never have. But it's very. I know it's very important to them. So what you've said about how you plan to conduct your business, I think, is really important. And if it's primarily women, then that's fine.
Okay.
I'm sure, with that your type of approach, there will be men that will want to come to a little more safer location.
Exactly.
I'm in favor of your proposal. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
But like I said, I hope you have some established following. Because we do see businesses come in here that meet the requirements of our general plan and set up, and they're here for a while, and then they're gone. And I don't want to see that with you.
I can assure you I'm here for the long haul. I love Santa Paula. I love California. I'm happy to be here. And just to let you know, I am enrolled in the WEAVE program right now, the Women's Economic Ventures. So I'm enrolled in the Set B course beginning in February. So I'm not only looking to, you know, work on my business, potential business here in Santa Paula, but also to really like learn how to expand that through that program, and then following with their mentorship program. I actually had my final interview for that last week. So I'm looking at this very, very seriously. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
No further questions, commissioners? Entertain a motion?
Make a motion that we approve resolution 3767, approving CUP number 2017, CUP 01.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes. Can we get Margo back in? So, as soon as she's, you missed it all.
Oh. Chairman Eckert, if I could interrupt before we move on, we have a little bit of a procedural kerfuffle. Commissioner McPhail moved to approve the minutes from the previous meeting, and if I'm not mistaken, you were absent, right? So,
okay. Well, let's stop at the moment, because we're going to close the public hearing.
Okay. So, do we need to do, if we only have two in attendance who were at
Commissioner? Commissioner McPhail, were you present at the last Planning Commission meeting?
I didn't realize I was approving the minutes of the last meeting. I apologize.
Okay.
Oh, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure.
I wasn't here either, so we only have two.
We have two.
Let's save it till the next.
Yeah, time. Let's do it for next time.
Okay.
So that the vote is a nullity.
Right.
It's very important.
It's okay.
Thanks, Tom. Okay. New business. Any new business, James?
I guess provide an update.
Okay.
That's helpful. The general plan is moving ahead. As we come.
Okay, good. Like that. Any other city communications? Any other planning department type of? No? Okay. Planning commissioners? Nothing? 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 Not I. Requests for future agenda items? Any commissioners? No? No? All right. Hearing nothing more, we're adjourned.